Moncrief on News Talk.
I can't believe this sent you. You are not the right person for this. I need you to stay away from this beach, from these children. You stay away from me. Ball?
I'm going to come and get your statement after school.
That's Under Salt Marsh. You can stream the entire series from Friday on Sky Atlantic and Now TV. James Dempsey joins us once again. Afternoon, James.
Afternoon.
So, yeah, a lot of crime this week. So, what's the particular crime in this instance?
Just a little bit of child murder in this one.
So, okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean,
rom-com.
Yeah. So obviously, it is a week for crime shows in general, but with the weather being as horrible as it is, it's kind of a, you know, enjoy the horrible aspects of life on the other side of the world. And even though it is on Sky Atlantic, it's a bit more Irish sea viewing because it's set in a Welsh town.
Okay.
So it's set in this fictional Welsh town named Morfa Hallan, which is on the coast and at great risk of an approaching storm. And the drama revolves around Kelly Riley, best known for her work in Yellowstone as a very divisive character. I've never watched Yellowstone, but that's one thing I know about that show. She plays Jackie Ellis, who is herself a former police detective turned primary school teacher, which is an unusual career pivot.
Right, okay.
So there's something to unpack for that career change that, you know, in her...
In either instance, she can't afford a house. So that's that's the first thing.
But she might be able to afford a house in Morfa Hallan soon because there's this massive storm surge approaching. And one evening after the town meeting to talk about the storm wall has taken place and she has had a little tryst, she is walking through the marshes and discovers the remains of one of her students drowned in a ditch.
Okay.
And this triggers a murder mystery which brings Ralph Spall, who we also heard in the clip there, son of Timothy Spall, probably best known for Trying, a sitcom on Apple TV, playing kind of against type here where he's a very serious policeman. And he has come to investigate 3 years after another mystery involving the death of a child, which led to Jackie's career change earlier on, which is being slowly, you know, doled out to us in suitably dramatic measure.
Right.
Now, all in there, what I liked about it is it's a kind of classic crime drama of a mystery to solve, red herrings here and there, spooky, weird people, you know, in the background, plus encroaching danger in the form of the storm that is set to get rid of all of the evidence before they can potentially solve the crime. So it is kind of all bottlenecked into this town, which nobody can now reach because floodwaters have risen and everyone is up to no good and there are secrets to, you know, come out and skeletons in the closet, amongst other things. I've seen 2 of the 6 parts and I liked it. Like, I thought it was a real classic meaty British crime thriller where it was well handled so far in terms of doling out the mystery. It really actually reminded me an awful lot of the first season of Broadchurch, which is, I mean, a very similar kind of thing.
Yeah.
The murder of a child in a you know, seaside village type thing. This is a bit of a miserable seaside village, and it's certainly not summertime. But, like, again, that kind of vibe. I thought the performances are all very, very strong. Ralph Spall, in particular, as a detective who we can't quite get our, you know, you don't quite have an understanding of why he has such a bad relationship with Jackie Ellis, who is his former partner. So we know something has massively gone wrong in their career in the past that is slowly being doled out. And there's, like, creepy dream sequences and spooky drawings made by kids. And I kind of hope it doesn't go down a supernatural element, but, like, all in, I think, a totally enjoyable single serving of mystery.
Yeah. Wasn't that there that thing on Netflix that came out a couple of weeks ago where she moves back to her
his and hers?
Yeah, his and hers. That's pretty much the same setup, isn't it?
Well, there we had 2 competing mysteries where, like, she was a journalist trying to get back into her journalistic career and her estranged husband was the sheriff investigating the murder, and they were both kind of egging each other on / trying to break the mystery first kind of thing. And I really loved the first episode of that and then it went absolutely nowhere for the rest of it. I hope that doesn't quite happen here, but I'm more intrigued by the director and the writer of this. Her name is Claire Oakley. Her IMDb credits doesn't include many things that I have seen, but the one that kind of triggered my biggest interest was she directed several episodes of Culprits, which is another really good heist drama. It was on Disney Plus about 2-3 years ago with Gemma Arterton and Neve Algar in it, and it's excellent. I really love that. So like, I think she can have, she only directed a few episodes, but still, right? Like, I think she has a good handling of like pacing and mystery and action scenes, and this has plenty going around.
Yeah. Oh, and Kelly, because I had to look her up just to be sure it was the woman I was thinking of. She was in Yellowstone, but was almost always kind of depicted as half drunk, wearing no clothes, and didn't really do anything, you know, useful in there.
Bit of a, like a Tyler Sheridan archetype female character.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately.
Here she's like sporting a Winkleman bob, is what I would say, and like a bit of a sourpuss in general as she going around with her career change.
Yeah, but I didn't realise she was English. So, yeah. And her full name is Jessica Kelly Siobhan Riley. I think we can probably claim her for that one then. The next crime to investigate is Steel. You can stream the entire episode series now on Amazon Prime Video. Here's a clip.
That's a Sig Sauer MPX K. You fire that off in here and everyone will hear it from the 5th floor to the 10th and the people in the buildings opposite. Security will lock us down and you will be trapped here before you can even get to the lifts. You're not stupid enough to shoot that in here. I doubt you even bothered loading it.
Right. Okay. That sounds more kind of high techy and stuff, is it?
So this one, I also quite like. I really enjoyed the first half, and the second half kind of loses some of its steam. But genuinely, I could not recommend watching this in a binge more. Like, as in, try and get as much of this done in one sitting, and you'll really enjoy it, especially. So this comes from Satyrus Nicias, I'm guessing of not of this parish.
Yes, okay.
He's probably better known as by his pen name Ray Celestine, and a writer of a number of thrillers. It's the first screenplay he's ever written, and it stars Sophie Turner, late of the Stark family, Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones, who probably is one of the best post Game of Thrones track records. She's soon to be Lara Croft in Amazon's version of Tomb Raider as well. And the other big name in it is probably Archie Madekwe. He is one of the guys in Saltburn. And they play two kind of pencil pushers in a pension firm who are showing a new intern around one day when suddenly armed robbers break in. Now, we see these armed robbers preparing for their, you know, entry into the place. And I will say they have, in the canon of the, you know, in the in-show universe, they have put on these incredible prosthetics to mask their faces from facial recognition technology. But honestly, it just looked like vampires from Buffy the Vampire Slayer are breaking in to this pension fund to then steal $4 billion worth of money. And the first episode is...
Now, there isn't a pile of cash in the building there, I assume.
So they, of course, need our pencil pushers, Zara and Luke, to do various high-stakes mouse maneuvers on the computer to make sure the money gets bounced to Cayman Islands or Virgin Islands account and so on. Now, the entire first episode is basically almost entirely in real time as we follow this heist. And it is absolutely thrilling. I mean, it is really, like, interesting. It's not a kind of heist I've ever seen. It's really, really strong. And then at the end of the episode, we get the policeman arriving. He's played by Jacob Fortune Lloyd as DCI Kovach. He's a policeman, a detective with his own checkered past as well. And he comes in to help to get to the bottom of this mystery. And of course, what is going to happen? But the geopolitical nature of stealing £4 million from a pension fund is going to throw the UK into absolute disarray. So there's this overarching discussion about the role of money and who gets to control our money, etc. etc. Now, there are so many twists and turns that I cannot even begin to tell you any of them because it would be massive plot spoilers.
Okay.
But what I will say is you will not be waiting long for them because they come thick and they come fast. I mean, there is no, this guy, Satyrus Nicias, he decided, here's what I want to do this and click, it happens straight away. Mm. And I really enjoyed how you cannot necessarily predict where the show is going to go because the twists are so many and so quick that they are just incredibly entertaining. I also want to give a special credit to Anastasia Hill, not an actress I'm familiar with, but a seasoned actress. She's been nominated for a BAFTA before, and I think she's better known for her theatre work on the West End, so that's why I'm not that familiar with her. She plays Sophie Turner's mother, Hayley, who is a psychiatric nurse and alcoholic, and they have this very brittle caustic relationship with each other, and their scenes together are absolutely fantastic. I mean, you would watch a drama that is literally just about these women not getting on. But all in, it is an action-packed heist scene where nothing is quite what it seems, and everybody is trying to get a leg up. Well, a leg up, excuse me.
Yeah.
A leg up on everybody else. Well, there's a bit of the other thing here and there as well, but you know, it's a drama.
Yeah.
But all in, watch it in a binge, I would say. Don't, like, this is not one to kind of, like, the more time you spend thinking about it, the less credible it becomes and the less water it holds. But if you binge it, you'll like it.
Yeah, but if you watch two episodes and then you leave it a day, will you have to kind of watch it again because you forgot all the twists?
I think because they just happen straight away. I mean, there is no signposting. They just write it on the wall. This has happened, and you won't forget it.
Yeah. Okay. Because you know the way sometimes there can be too many twists and you go, ah, come on, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's only six parts as well, right? So, and they're read like 45 minutes each. So like, yeah, I think for even with a second screen, you'll be able to manage.
Okay. Grant. Right. Our third show is The Beauty. New episodes every Wednesday on Hulu on Disney Plus. Here's a clip.
Hold it. Go back.
Wait, she's stopping for a water break.
Witnesses stated she kept asking for it. Was desperate to quench her thirst.
This is where she did it.
Right. So, people murdering supermodels is novel. Not to be recommended, of course, but it's slightly different.
This is The Substance, the Demi Moore movie, meets It Follows, the very famous STD horror movie about a demon that haunts you after you catch this STD.
Okay.
And this is a very odd little show. It is part of the Ryan Murphy universe. And I would say if you like Ryan Murphy, this is more in the Nip/Tuck and American Horror Story than, you know, his other kind of dealings, American Crime Story, etc. This is absolutely meant to be camp and gross out and body horror, Cronenbergian, whatever.
Okay.
Right? So it stars Evan Peters, a regular Ryan Murphy, you know, feature, as FBI agent Cooper Madsen. He is in the FBI with Rebecca Hall. She's British. I don't quite know how she ended up in the FBI because she's British in the show as well. But they begin to investigate.
She's having her visa revoked as we speak.
They investigate the famous model Bella Hadid, who is the kind of cold open of the show. She is walking the catwalk in a Balenciaga show when she goes absolutely wild and robs bottles of water from people and starts murdering them left, right and center and goes around Paris killing people until she comes to an untimely end. This all happens in the first 5 minutes.
Okay, so Bella Hadid is a real person, so that was...
But she's not Bella Hadid in the show. She's another actress, but like...
I see what you mean.
Bella Hadid doing a...
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't have any lines for, I think, except for water, but like...
Instead, they just paid her as an extra then.
Pretty much. And all in, this begins a worldwide quest to figure out why models are exploding, essentially, at some point. And into this fray then comes another Ryan Murphy graduate, that is Jeremy Pope. He was in Hollywood, which was a one-season wonder on Netflix as part of the deal he had with them. He in very big prosthetics and a fat suit, plays also a Jeremy, who is an incel and unhappy with his life and is undergoing cosmetic surgery to sort that aspect of his life out. Of course, things do not go well, and suddenly he becomes part of this grand conspiracy that also includes Ashton Kutcher, who plays Byron Frost, also known as the Corporation.
The names are great,
right? Right?
Byron
who,
Frost
has created a formula which, if you are injected with it, turns you into the most beautiful possible version of yourself. That's where I'm referring to the substance from, right? So it is definitely camp, and you want to buy in to the absolute silliness of it. For me, even though I was kind of willing to buy into that, like for the first episode, I really was not getting it at all, but I sort of accepted that this is the journey it's taking me on. For the remaining two, I sort of just accepted what it was, but I can't say I loved it either, right?
Mm.
Like it wasn't quite, it certainly pushes the boundary in terms of its gross out, you know, stuff and its mise-en-scene of body parts, etc., etc. But like all in, I can't say I found it particularly funny or quite tongue-in-cheek enough or bold enough or silly enough. Like the campness was very evident, whereas I kind of would have preferred it to be a bit more subtle in its exploding body parts, shall we say.
Yeah.
But like there's what also is putting me off is I think there's another eight parts to come
in the series. Okay.
There's only so many times I can watch beautiful people blowing up.
Yeah. It was not every day you heard the words camp and subtle in the same sentence. Do the actors know, if you know what I mean? Are they taking all this deathly seriously, or do they know this is mad?
I think there's definitely. So Evan Peters, it's not really his forte to play kind of too camp, I would say. He's kind of like a serious character. People probably best know him for his role in Monster as a serial killer. The person who most understands the material is probably Anthony Ramos. He plays Antonio, who is the assassin hired by the corporation who goes around trying to clean things up. And also Isabella Rossellini as a role as Franny Frost. Thank God I got that one out correctly. Who also understands the assignment and what she has come to play and is walking around in fabulous costumes, throwing out her dialogue with gusto. But like, look, it has, you know, like, there's money in this. I mean, I can understand why Evan Peters and Rebecca Hall signed up, because one minute they're in the US, then they're in Paris, then they're going around Venice. It's a world like... Clearly,
oh, right, lovely.
Like,
yeah.
Clearly, this was a great little, you know, adventure for everyone involved. As a viewer, was it worth spending all that money on? I can't quite say convincedly yes, but, you know, it remains to be seen.
And do they deal with the devastating impact this might have upon the fashion industry, seeing that models are exploding everywhere?
They haven't quite got to the economics of that big yet. Yeah.
I imagine that would be a concern for them. Right, those three shows are Under Salt Marsh. You can stream the entire series from Friday on Sky Atlantic and Now TV. Steel, you can stream the entire series now on Amazon Prime Video. And The Beauty, new episodes every Wednesday on Hulu on Disney Plus. James Dempsey, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.